Beth.
So, as I said, the broad's going to be said O, A, and U. Isn't that right? And we'll say these along. Bo-ba-boo. That's simple, isn't it? Bo-ba-boo.
Your lips are slightly rounded. Bo-ba-boo.
But I say the slender form of it. The lips are spread. Be-be. So we'll say the broad ones and then the slender ones. Bo-ba-boo. Be-be. Bo-ba-boo. Be-be.
Simple enough, isn't it? It's not too hard, except where people, this is where people have the problem, whenever another consonant comes after it. And that's what you've got on the sheets, I think. La, blah, blue. You got that on the sheet?
Yeah.
La, blah, blue.
Is that the order they are?
Yeah.
La, blah, blue.
And the lips are still rounded. La, blah, blue. They're rounded because it's broad.
Bla, bla, blue. But when you make the slender sound, they're going to be spread out.
Ble, 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 ble,
ble,
bre,
bre,
not bre, bre. What a donkey does is bre. This is. Bread, 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 bread. Do you hear the difference?
Yes.
So,
say after me, we'll go through the sounds of that. Ba,
bo,
boo,
bla,
blow, blue, bra, bro, blue. There's no difficulty with that because those sounds are in English, right? And words that are broad. Bata, bo, bon. Bui, blues, brew,
green.
There's a glider, but I'm not going to go into the glides at the minute, but there's a glide on this one.
There's a glide here, bui. Can anybody tell me, from thinking, why do you think there's a glide here, and there's not a glide in the other ones?
There's no glide in bata, is there? It's just bata. There's no glide in ball, it's ball. There's no glide in bond, it's bond. Loose, brew, brain. But there's a glide here on boy.
It's the
end. Yeah, because we're sliding from broad into slender, and that's why there's a glide. We're gliding from a broad to a slender vowel, boy. So it happens there. So it happens here. We're gliding here. The word for mad. No, we'll put stroke in for mad. Will you? There's a glide here because we're gliding from broad to slender. Will you? So, again, bata,
ba,
bon,
bui,
blues,
brew,
brain.
Now, the next one you're going to have to spread the lips to say. B,
be,
ble,
ble,
bre,
bre.
But can you hear the difference? If I said those sounds broad, if I said that ble, if I said this broad, it would be ble, bre, bre. If I was saying it broad, ble, bre, bre. But it's not broad, it's slender. Ble, bre, bre. Ble. Okay, so after me, B.
Ble,
ble, ble,
ble,
bre, beam,
beam,
bell,
bell,
brian,
brian.
So, if I was saying this in English, I would probably say brand, but I'd say brian. Brian. If I was using the English B, I would say brian. Brain. I would use a broad B in English, brain. But this isn't brain, it's brain, brain. Your lips are spread. Brain, brain, brain.
Okay, so we'll try it again. Beam.
Beam.
Bell.
Bell.
Brain.
Brain.
Right, when you aspirate a broad B, it becomes a W sound. So, wah.
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 Woo.
Woo.
Woola.
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 Woolu.
Woolu.
Woora.
Woora. Brown.
So there's something happening there that never happens in English. You're having a whistle sound, and then you're having another consonant coming after it. So I hear a lot of people, if I'm talking about my shoes, you would hear a lot of people saying, Mofroga. It's not Mofroga, this is a broad BH, because there's an O here. It's Mofroga, Mofroga, Mofroga. You don't have that sound in English, so you have to practice it if you're coming from an English background, because it doesn't happen in English. And if you haven't said it before, then it's easy for me to say, oh, this is easy. It's not easy if you haven't done it before. Mofroga, Mofroga. And a lot of teachers are going to say it wrong. They're going to say Mofroga. So some of the teachers aren't teaching it properly. Mofroga, Mofroga, Mofroga. So. Pardon? Wrong and right. If I was saying it wrong, I would say Mofroga, Mofroga, Mofroga. I would do a V sound. Mofroga. But it's not a V sound, it's broad. It's Mofroga, 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 Mofroga. It's a W sound. Call the Mofroga. Call the Mofroga hand, call the Mofroga. The Mofroga, Mofroga.
I've never heard anyone use the way to say the brew.
We brew, we brew. I'm under pressure. I mean, we brew. We grew. You hear people saying we grew. This is a broad BH, so it's a what sound? We grew. Can we grew? Can we grew is an upper. We grew and if we grew. As I say, it's not a sound that is in English. So if you haven't said it before, it's easy for me to say it's easy. It's not easy if you haven't said it before. We grew, we grew, we grew. Mofroga, Mofroga. And as I said, some teachers don't know this. You'll hear them saying Mofroga, 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 because it's broad, Mofroga. So, we'll start with the broad ones again. Wa,
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 wu,
wu,
wula,
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 wula, wula, wula, Mawa, Mawas, Mawala, Mawalak, Mawalus, Mawarat, Mawaraga, Ruisha. And the slender one, V, 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 V,
V,
V, and then, Mavel, Vishisha. Did you hear something else that we talked about earlier on? Did you hear anything else? What else? This is short because there's no stress on it. Veshisha. Veshisha. And not Veshisha. Veshisha. So up again. Veshisha.
Veshisha.
Vlima.
Vlima.
Vrishma.
Vrishma.
Vrishma Makos. I broke my leg. Vrishma Makos, not Vrishme Makos. Vrishma. Rishma, right? See, so how am I going to explain this? The broad C, I have to draw a very broad picture here. Say this is the teeth, this is the front of the mouth, I'll just have to, and this is the back of the mouth. And the tongue's down here. So, this, that I'll write front so as you know, you won't be able to know from that picture. Yeah. And this is teeth here, right? Teeth. Right. See the tongue here? This is called the tip of the tongue. Now, I'm translating from Irish, so I might say something wrong here. Tip of the tongue. Just behind the tip is the blade. Just behind the tip is the blade, right? That's a wee bit too far back, it should be closer. And then here is what we call the front of the tooth, which is up here. And then the back. Now this is going to be, the front and the back is going to be very important when we're talking about C and some of the other ones. If I'm saying a back C, a broad C, K. I forgot to talk about up here. This is called the alveolar, I think you call it in English. Behind that is the hard palate, and at the very back is the soft palate.
You're teaching Irish?
You should be a dentist.
I should. So, Anyway, where were we? Right, the soft palate is where you make the sound k, which we have in English as well. Cat, cat, cat. The back of the tongue is hitting up against the soft palate, away far back. Cat, cat, cat. And if you put your finger in, you can, you have to go away, way far back before you meet where the tongue hits. Cat. But if I do a slender T, see, it's the front of the tongue that's hitting the top of the mouth. So, kyaar, kyaar, kyaar. If you put your finger in there, you'll meet your tongue. Kyaar, kyaar, kyaar. Isn't that right?
Yep.
If you say cat, you won't meet your tongue. You have to go way, way back. Cat, kyaar. So if you stop, if I'm saying kyaar, if I stop in the middle of saying kyaar, kyaar, my tongue's way up there. Isn't that right? Yeah. That's slender C. The broad C is further back, k, k, k. The slender T is k, k, k. And you can feel it, you can feel your tongue. K, k, k. K, 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 k. Can you see that? If you're embarrassed about doing it now, when you go home, just put your finger in your mouth. Car, 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 car. So the word for a car. And the word for wrong. Car, 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 car. That's simple enough. But where people have the problem is when the slender C comes before another consonant. So, say for example, Muhammad Ali, before he was called Muhammad Ali, he was called Cassius Clay. Right? Clay. But this isn't Clay, this is a slender C. It's Chile, Chile, Chile. Your tongue has to be where it was when you were saying car. It's the same C that's here. Kyaar. Kile. Kile. Kle. Kile. Kle. Kle. So this is the broad C that we have up here. But this is the slender C. Kile. Kile. Kle. And you can feel your tongue going up. So, to explain it in technical terms, this one here is at the back of the soft palate. This one's at the hard palate, kile, kile, kile. And the hard palate's up there, the soft palate is away back. Ka, ke, ka, ke, ka, ke. So we'll practice. Ka, ko, ku, kla, klo, klu, kra, kro, kru. There's no difficulty with that because that sounds in English, isn't it? Right? Kat, car,
car,
ka, plus,
club,
croc,
cross,
tree,
key,
so there was a film on, I don't know if it was on Ketchup or on the Cray Brothers in London. But this is a slender C in Irish. Cre, 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 cre. So where's the difference? The difference is in the two C's, right? And I know this is the one that's going to be hard for you because it doesn't happen in English. Therefore, you haven't said it before, probably. So you have to practice it. And do just find out where your tongue, if your tongue's in the right place, you're going to say it right. Cray, 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 cray. And as I said, a lot of teachers wouldn't know that there, so you're in front of some teachers. Cray, 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 cray. Doesn't sound awkward because you've never done it before. But once you do it again and again, it becomes natural. It's not awkward for me, but I had to start somewhere. And it's like somebody playing football, you know. You hear people that are playing football, they're practicing with their right foot. Why are they practicing with their right when they're good at the right? They should be practicing with the one that they're not good at, the left. So why say cat, cat, cat? You know how to say cat. Do the ones that you can say. Clay, clay. And you get this here in Christianity as well. You hear people saying, Christ. It's not Christ, it's a slender C. It's not cut, it's Christ. Christ, space, Isa Christ, Isa Christ, not Isa Christ, 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 Christ. Okay? So, as I say, you have to go home and practice. You won't get it now, but you can hear the difference, can't you? Right. So, say, for example, I'm going to use Judy again. I'm going to make up a word beside Christ. I'm going to
going to put a slander, a broad say here, and a slander say here. Christ, the first one, Christ, Christ, the second one, Christ, Christ, can you hear the difference? One broad, the other one slander. Where's the difference? It sets where your tongue is, right? Okay, so Julian, check on Pulisic. If I'm saying it properly and if Julie's listening properly, it should be really clear. Christ. Christ. Bargat Shasu Jin Julie Sadoiska Jiglap Nayako. Christ. 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 Isn't it very clear? As I was saying to Muriel at the beginning, once you can hear the difference, then you know what you have to work on. If you can't hear the difference, you're not going to learn. But everybody can hear the difference, can't you? Christ, Christ. So that's what you have to work on. I'm telling you the technical things so as you know. How do I know that I'm saying it properly? You know? So that's how you know. Put your finger in your mouth. Christ, 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 Christ. Right. So anyway, we'll do the slander one. Ke,
ke,
kle,
kre,
kle,
kle.
So, the word for a heart, a broad say. This is a slander say. Cree, 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 cree. And the only difference is to say, of course, the R is going to be effective, of course. But that's the basic difference, difference between the two C's, or the two K's, K and K. Okay? So, Vanka Vekimich. Kyan. Kyar. Kyan. Kish. Kilas.
Kling.
Kling.
Kris.
Kris.
Christ.
Kill.
Kill.
Did I say that wrong? Kill. So. Chris. An English name. Chris. Chris. The word for a belt. Chris. 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 Okay? Chris. Chris. Where's the difference? It's between the two C, the two A sounds. Chris. Chris, Chris, Chris. And one that people get wrong here as well, the word for a trick versus the English word for run. Class.
Class.
Class. Class. Class. Class. Class. There's, this is long as well. Class. But the difference of trying to show you is the difference between the two class sounds. Class. 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 Class, 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 class. Isn't it obvious, the difference? So that's what you have to practice. So Aubrey will say them a few times. We'll say the English word and then the Irish word. Class,
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 class.
Okay? And here, Craig.
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 Craig. So when you're lying in bed, just practice. So, and here, the English word, kill, go and kill him. Kill, 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 kill. There's a couple of differences here. There's a difference between the L's as well. Kill, 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 kill. What's the second difference you can hear apart from the difference between the two cuff sounds? The L sound. This is the double L slander that we were talking about that you would have in million. Kill, 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 kill. So if I put this into the genitive case, there's a famous book in Irish, Cray the Kill You, the clay of the graveyard. Cray the Kill You, Martin O'Kane. Cray the Kill You. Craig, and Craig, but Craig, and kill, kill you, Craig to kill you, Craig to kill you. Okay? So, we're on to the aspirated CH. We'll go over these each week, okay? The aspirated CH. So, instead of stopping the sound, it's sort of, you're half stopping it. So, instead of saying K, you're saying H, right? So, ha,
ho,
hu,
hla,
hlo,
hlu,
hra,
hro,
hru. And at the end of the word, this broad C, H, is very, very soft and done a gall. We'll say ah, ach. In Connemara it's stronger, it would be ach, ach. But in Donegal it's very soft, ach, ach, tashiflog. But it's right, ach, tashiflog. I wouldn't say ach, tashiflog, ach, tashiflog. Okay, so go to the next page. Macha.
Machon,
Machu,
Sachlaber,
Sachlos, Sachluta, Sachro, Achru. So if we have cat that's not aspirated, and then we aspirate it, you should be able to hear the difference. Cat, Machat, 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 not Machat. Cat, Machat. Do you hear the difference? Cat, Machat. Okay? So, Machat, Machon, Machu, Sachlaber, Sachlos, Sachluta, Sachro, Achrub. And it's very, very soft, especially in Donegal. So if I was saying, I wouldn't say Sachlaber, I would say Sachlaber, Sachlaber. It's very, very soft, Sachlaber, Sachluta, not Sachluta, Sachluta, very soft. Sachro, and that's Sachro, Sachro. Magilor? Now this is the one that's going to be hard for you, the slender one. Hie,
hi,
hile,
hili,
hire,
hiri.
So it's hie, hie. And remember your tongue is raised. Hie, hie, hie. And that hie. Like Huey in English. If you have Huey in English, that's the sort of sound you're looking for. Hue. Hie, 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 hie. That's easy enough. But whenever you put a consonant after it, it's going to be a wee bit harder. So, I'm going to just sample it and show. You're going to transport this and hit here, 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 here. And remember what I was saying about the word that isn't stressed. And it's the first part of this word that's stressed, the second part isn't. So this, you're going to slide over this, you're not going to say kriknima, you're going to say kriknima, kriknima. Could you put it in your, what about the book? I'll finish it, kriknima, kriknima. Instead of kriknima, which is harder to say, kriknima, kriknima. I finished it. Okay, so. And me get he, 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 he. So you're trying to get this sound into all of them. He, 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 not ha, he. Egan he, Mohir, Achilas, Angelista, Sikh, Sikh, Sikh. Ahiri. Hard? Yep, but yeah, that's it. You have to practice. So we'll go on to the D and we'll come back next week. Right, a broad D. What happens? How do we make a broad D? It's dental, the tongue hits the teeth. So if I'm saying this word the way I would say an English word, if I'm saying that the way I would say an English word, I would say father, father. But it's not an English word, it's an Irish word. It's father, father, the word for long, father, father, the tongue set in T. Father, that's a broad D. Father, 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 father. And not father, father. Okay? So, da,
da,
do,
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 gla,
glo,
glo,
glu,
glu,
dra,
dra,
dro,
dro,
dru,
dru.
Do,
do,
dosta,
dosta,
drama,
drama,
vata,
vata,
glue,
glue,
drush,
drush.
Is that okay? We'll do it again.
Da,
da,
do,
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 dla,
da,
dlo,
dlo,
glue,
glue,
dra,
dra,
dro,
dro,
dru,
dru. So, if I'm saying, I'll put a word in English here and I'll put an Irish word beside it. Do you hear the difference? Say somebody's overweight. You might say that more overweight than somebody else. You might say, you're not allowed to say this, but I need it for the practice. Father, that's the way I would say it in English anyway. Father,
I'm fat, but you're fatter. Fatter, fatter. But if I'm talking to something called fatter, it's going to be different from that. Well, there's going to be a couple of differences, but this is one of the big differences. Fatter, 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 fatter. Can you hear the difference between the T in the English and the D in Irish? Fatter, 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 fatter. So, scarabee. Do, dosta, drama, fata, blue, druish. And the slender one, j,
g,
jire,
jiri,
jas,
jo,
jian,
jiram,
jiras,
jli,
amwich, jiramwich, kudge. So, if we look at these two words here, does anybody know what this word is here? What this is in English? That's a piece of a lock of hair, delay. That's a broad day, delay, delay, delay. And the word for law is a slender day, jilly, jilly. Can you hear the difference? Delay, a lock of hair, jilly. But people who are learning Irish, you hear them all saying overish mouth, delay. Oh, you broke a lock of hair. You didn't break the law. You broke a lock of hair. You know, delay, 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 jilly, 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 delay, jilly. Can you hear the difference? Delay, jilly. So, Julian Jiggum to usage? Yeah, for a while. So, I'm not kind of Julian. I'm asking this usage. Julie. Who's in check? Julie. 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 Why, you know her? So, isn't that clear enough? Julie. But that this never happens in English. So you've maybe never made that sound before. So you have to practice it, even though it seems simple. You have to practice it. Delay, 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 delay. And put the two of them beside each other so you can hear the difference. And, yeah, I know. Okay, I'll make the difference. Delay, 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 delay. Right? And this word that people get, the word for a play. Drama, drama. Remember, it's the tongue's hitting the teeth. Drama, drama. If I was to say that in English, I would say drama, drama, drama. Isn't that it? Drama. Your tongue hits somewhere up, somewhere else, but it doesn't hit the teeth. Drama, drama, drama. And the word for a group, drama. But I'm going to put an A at the end of it so you can hear the difference at the beginning of the word and then at the end. Drama, 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 drama. So do contrast when you're practicing because you want to learn. Contrast, put the contrast beside each other and practice by yourself or with your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. Drama, drama. Okay? Drama, drama. So we'll do them again, the broad ones first. Da,
do,
do,
la,
draw,
draw,
dra,
draw,
draw, dosta, drama, fata,
glue,
drush,
j,
jre,
jre,
jas,
jo,
jian,
jiram,
jiras,
jri,
amaj,
jiramaj,
kaj.
I have to give us a chance to practice with each other. Come to back a minute. Linda, give it a moment you're talking. Jay, moment you're better.
Yeah.
We'll do about 10 minutes. I want to give you 5 minutes of practicing with each other. And remember, we'll practice together. We'll go over everything again and again. Because you're doing making sounds that you maybe never made before. So you have to practice and practice with people beside you. So just beside, with the person beside you, practice what we've done so far on the broad and the slender for about 5 minutes. One person saying one word and the other person saying the other. You know? And then we'll get together again in 5 minutes. And if anybody needs help, just call me.
Yes, sir. more coming. That's what I want there.
I'm going to go to the next one.
You might be able to get every point. Of course, you should be able to do Irish as well, you know. Right, okay, so we'll to finish up, we'll come back to all that next week again, okay? You can practice whenever you go home and not during this day. Your sounds there in Irish that there isn't in English, and if you haven't made it before and you just haven't practiced them, and it will still come natural. So we'll just go back to the song again, because I want to hear music ringing in the ears as well. So, Dan Mestige Sarn. A dual girl to a chap. Dan Mestige Sarn, a dual girl to a chap. While not made vogue or courage. Ni hoca hen mad. Dan Mestige Sarn, a dual girl to a chap. Dan Mestige Sarn, a dual to a child. Why not may thou get her courage, ni hoca hen mad. I want to finish off with the second verse because it's lovely. Oh, by the way, a place in Belfast. Mm-hmm. Right, so we're looking at the sounds here. What about this O? Over. Is it a closed or an open one?
Open.
We have it open, so it's bohr, bohr. Downside it would be bohr, bohr. What about this A? It's neutral, isn't it, right? Because it's a non-strip bohr, so we don't say bohr, we say bohr. What about this A? It's on stress as well, so it's just bohr, na, bohr, na, na, bohr, na. The Shankle Road we're talking about. The road of the old church. Right? This is in an unstressed position, so you're not going to say nah, you're going to say nah. Over nah. Over nah. Slender S. Front A, shan. And it's not long, it's short, shan. Slender he hit, yeah. Slender double L, yeah. Bover, shan, yeah. Bover, shan, yeah. Write it down and practice it whenever you go home. Bover, shan, yeah. Bover, shan, yeah. Shan Hilje, Shan Hilje. Boher, and Shan Hilje. Right? So, I want to do the second verse here, and it'll just be a second. Lee, mate, you can write this down. A double L, broad L, Lee. This is going to be short because there's no stress on it. Lima, not Lima. Lima. Irma, a slender L here. Laba, a wee kind of than the native case. Labwe, labwe. There's a wee bit of a, what do you call that we're talking about? Labwe, labwe. Lima erma labwe. First line. Vima, vina, vina jora, the tears. An open O, jora. Downside the closed O, jora, jora. Vina jora, lum. This is a single L, we'll talk about that some other time. Lum. This is a double L, le, le. Being a jorda lump of frost, the tears were with me in floods. Right? This end here, we say it as a double slender end. We say dinya, dinya. And Connemara, they say it like a single end, the way it's written, we say dinna, dinna. We say dinya. Every person, gaf dinya, ahuay. Everybody that went. On Thraj, this T softens the S. On Thraj, the street. and we. And remember, it's and we and not and we. And we, that means I'm small. And we, this is and we. And we. Everybody that went outside, that went on the street outside, he meant her to be on. I thought it was you. So I hope you've all been in love before, so you know what they're talking about. He meant her to be on. I thought it was you. Thank you, Lord. So. He maker to be on. That's the second verse. There's other verses. That's a lovely wee song. So we'll do the two verses, right? Sing sweetly now, okay? We'll have a competition next week between one said and the other said, right? Yeah. And I'll bring in roses or something to give to the minister. And Linda can be the judge, okay? So, verse again, it was verse at all. The first verse and the second verse. Again, at all. What way does it start? Damn is deep. Again, at all. A tree.
Damn is deep. A summer. A to the
Isn't it a lovely wee song? So we'll look at it again next week. And it's helping you to see the way words come together, because whenever we are singing, in Irish you say, Aberoran, say a song. When you're singing, you're talking. Okay? So the words have to be flowing in the proper way. And the things that happen in speech, happen in singing. What's not long in speech isn't long in singing either. Okay?
Can I just ask you the first two lines of the
bed? Lee me arm a yabby, I lay on my bed. Yeah. I lay on my bed. The tears were with me abundantly. Everybody who went the street, on the street, outside, I thought it was you. Dan Misty to Saturn. The name of the song is Dan Misty to Saturn. I stayed in on Saturday. So, but that's a lovely wee story. We'll do the rest of it if you want next week, and we'll have that wee competition. And it might be a bar, it might be just a Mars bar or something. Okay.